This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from As Votes for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Honey and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And still to come tonight on That Kevin Show, she will describe the perfect New York date, and it involves pizza and a Subway. Comedian Erica Rhodes. He's a master thespian of stage and screen, but don't you call him that. Max McLean. And in the spotlight, Lauren Daigle returns this hour. And now, live from Times Square, where the Brooklyn Deli still refuses to serve the 15-bite hot dog. Here's that Kevin.
And that's so incredibly sad. The Brooklyn Deli, for those of you uninitiated with Times Square, the Brooklyn Deli is the newest eatery in the portfolio. Well, I think it's the second newest eatery in the portfolio of one Shelley Fireman, the Fireman Hospitality Group. Incredible restaurateur here in the city. If you come, you got to try more than one of their places. You'll get a great steak at the Red Eye Grill. But the Brooklyn Deli is like the little ugly step cousin of the big brother, the Brooklyn Diner. Now, there's nothing ugly about the Brooklyn Deli. It's just a smaller place, and they don't have the full menu. And if you go to the Brooklyn Diner, which is not in Brooklyn, it's in Manhattan. But if you go to the Brooklyn Diner, on the menu, there is a 15-bite hot dog. And when people come, I take them, and they're like, I can't believe it's going to be 15 bites. Yeah, believe me, trust me. But Shelley hasn't put it in the deli yet. So, Shelley Fireman, from your friend, Kevin McCullough, can you put two things in the Brooklyn Deli? Can you put the 15-bite hot dog, and could you sneak over some of that pizza from your other place, Bond 45, there in the Brooklyn Deli? I'd be so grateful. Very, very appreciative. Anyway, welcome to Hour 2. It's that Kevin Show. Time to get into some headlines. And it's really funny when the news media try to gin up something and make more of it than what it is. Take a look at this headline. You notice the breaking news title across the front, and there's a very worried look by 45. Very concerned, very worried. I don't know when that was taken. It wasn't taken today. They're trying to make it look like he just got the news, and all of a sudden, well, he's taken totally by surprise. That's not what happened here. Now, Donald Trump, in one of the worst-kept secrets in the modern era, will likely be indicted this next week by the Alvin Bragg joke of a DA here in Manhattan. Now, it's sad to say that the district attorney in Manhattan is, in fact, a joke. But this is a guy who, on the first day of his job, he came in, and as his only job is to prosecute the criminals that get arrested and are brought before the state for trial, that's his only job, to prosecute the criminals. He comes in on the first day of the new job and posts a list of all the criminals that he's not going to prosecute. Now, just imagine for a second, if you were a stock boy at a grocery store and you came in the day after getting the job, on your first day, you came in and said, you know what? I'm not stocking rows 1 through 5. I'll stock everything else, but 1 through 5, nah, not me, pal. Forget it. Nope, I'm out. How long do you think you'd have that job? Exactly. So the fact that Alvin Bragg even still has a job is pretty incredible. But he's wholly owned and operated by George Soros. Like, literally, there's a puppet slit in the back of Alvin Bragg's back, and you can sometimes see the hand operating the controls when he's talking and so forth. Anyway, so big And the former president is correct. These particular charges, because they couldn't do anything on the insurrection. They couldn't do anything on anything else. So they're going to try to stick him with the Stormy Daniels crime, which I still have yet to see what the crime was. Billionaires pay nuisance fees to people to get them to go away all the time. He's not admitted anything, but that's not stopping the news media from printing it the way they want to. Anyway, so that's coming up. Now, what is kind of interesting, and I did not know about this story, evidently there are some rural towns in, where was this, Michigan, that don't particularly want the Chinese Communist Party to move into their town and build big factories. And they had about 100 people show up at a town hall, which, where these towns are at, that's a lot. That's like, you know, most of the voter base. And they're upset because the Chinese have decided they're going to build battery manufacturing plants in two towns in rural Michigan. And so the townspeople said, nope, I don't think so. We don't want that. And they were very clear. It's going to be funny to see how the media reports this. They were very clear to say, we're not against the Chinese people, but every company in China is owned by the government. It's the Chinese Communist Party, and they're going to spy on us when they get here. I'll guarantee you, TikTok is not a very big deal in these towns in rural Michigan. So they've had enough. They're saying, no, why invite the enemy to come be in our state, in our backyard, in our homes? No, we're not going for it. Forget that. We're done. We're out. No. This last story that I want to touch on, the headlines, man. So the Navy, whose job it is to build boats, sail those boats, use those boats sometimes to fly planes off of and to take our soldiers to where they need to go to fight wars. The Secretary of the Navy said this week that his number one focus is going to be climate change. Climate change. I thought that as Secretary of the Navy, there might be a few more things involved. Also, President Biden thinks it's a good idea for us to not have as many ships as we have in the water right now. So his budget for this coming year is going to be proposed to eliminate two ships. We have like 300. He wants to go down to 298. Currently, the Chinese are very close to us in the size of their Navy, but they're about to surpass us because they're building ships at a faster rate than we are. So he's basically ceding mastery of the seas over to the Chinese in plain sight, right in front of us, where we can see it happening. And he put a guy in charge of the Navy, Navy Secretary, that is not only saying that climate change is going to be his priority. This last week, he spent time in the Bahamas with the Bahamian Prime Minister discussing all the ways that our countries could work together to affect climate change. And this was on days after a trip, just on the heels of a trip that John Kerry, hello, I'm John Kerry, just on the heels of him being there, said that we needed to all be working more on climate change with our Navy. What? How does the Navy figure into the climate? We're already using nuclear subs. A lot of our warships are nuclear powered. They'll never run out of energy because they reconstitute the energy because it's a little nuclear reactor in there and it's keeping them going. We're not using lots of oil to power our ships. So what do you want us to do more? We're not burning up energy. We're using an energy that self-renews. I don't get it. I don't get where it's at. But that's the number one concern of the new Navy. Fewer boats and make climate change the number one priority. Okay. I guess. That's, we're not going to, don't get me started. All right, lastly, I just want to bring this up because next week we've got a very special broadcast planned for you. And it's going to be very different than what we normally do. We normally try to have a lot of fun. There are more people in human slavery right now on planet Earth than ever before, more than 50 million. And we're going to try to raise a little bit of awareness about that. Will you help us? You can liberate a human slave today if you go to bringherhome.org or dial 888-342-1010. My friends at Christian Solidarity International are, again, helping us to help them liberate human slaves out of sexual trafficking, labor injustice, and a ton of other stuff. And we've got a special broadcast on that coming up next week. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. We're live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My next guest is no stranger if you've been around the performing arts community in New York City, where he's oftentimes portrayed on stage different characters of some of the key writings of the subject of his most recent film. But that film is coming to on demand through our friends at PureFlix, and we're very excited about that possibility. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd love you to put your hands together for Max McClain. Hello, Max.
Thank you, Kevin. Good to be with you.
It's great to be with you. I love the portrayal of C.S. Lewis in his Untold Story. Talk to me about how it came about.
Well, it was born, actually, out of the pandemic. We had talked about making, I had a stage play called The Most Reluctant Convert that started in 2016 and toured. It ran for 15 weeks in New York.
Right.
And then it toured the country. And we talked about making a movie of it. But we thought that was going to be 2 or 3 years down the road. And then, in March of 2020, of course, all theaters were shut down, 15 days to flatten the curve. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. When I thought, what am I going to do for the next 2 weeks?
Turned into 2 years to get out of your apartment.
Exactly. And so, but in the meantime, we started working more on the script, and then our director was Norman Stone, and he said, Britain is opening up for filmmaking, and nobody's worked. Has been working since March, so they're going to open up in August, and if we can get our act together, I can get a really good crew and cast at a very good rate because nobody's worked. And I said, well, if you can confirm that and get the locations we need, I'll go to my board and see if we can get the funding to get the film in the can, and we'll worry about post-production and distribution later. And so, I went to England on a plane as big as Air Force One with fewer people on it. Quarantined for 2 weeks, began shooting in mid-September, finished by mid-October. And as soon as we were done, they shut down for filmmaking because there was another variant that came, right, and everything shut down. So that was a real providential blessing there. And then that was in October 20. And then the event cinema release we did was in November of 21. And it was only supposed to be a one-day event, and it became a it stayed in theaters for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And now, it's done very well. It was the number two movie in America the night it opened. And did very, very well in the cinemas. And then we've done really well in Amazon, and now really glad PureFlix is picking it up.
Yeah. No, it's remarkable. And I don't think that I've had a chance to ever ask you about this directly, but C.S. Lewis, obviously a huge influence on your work. And I'm curious what you most appreciate about the life of this very well-known writer, and the impact he left on the world.
Yeah. He read everything from the Greeks to the moderns. He had a steel trap mind that could remember everything he read. And then he had this unusual ability to translate it into magnificent prose and speech. At the highest levels. I think he's one of the great writers of all time, certainly in the English language. And then, of course, for the Christian, he did it all under the headship of Jesus. And so for us, literary types, sometimes academic types, we want a connection between the heart and the head. And that's Lewis, it seems to be our go-to guy for that.
Yeah.
And
he wrestled.
Really
that. It was a wrestling match for him because obviously, as your film portrays, he didn't walk, you know, the unquestioned upright story the whole time. I mean, there was some real doubt and real heartache that he wrestled with.
Right. And of course, what I'm referencing is after the fact. Yeah. The film actually portrays that, you know, he came to the conclusion, you know, based on the fact he lost his mother to cancer mm-hmm. at 9 years old. He had a very strained relationship with his father that he regretted all his life, that he never repaired that. He experienced the butchery of trench warfare mm-hmm. in World War I. And, he came to the conclusion as a result of all that, that either there's no God behind the universe, a God who's indifferent to good and evil, or worse, an evil God.
Hmm.
Someone asked him when he went back to Oxford, after the war, he said, were you much frightened in France in the trenches? He said, all the time. But I never sank so low as to pray. I mean, that's, you know, he was pretty far down, you know, in terms of where he was. And on the basis of his relationships with people like J.R.R. Tolkien and Owen Barfield, you know, he said his argument against God was that the universe was so cool and unjust. But where had he got this notion of cool and unjust? He says he calls the line crooked because he has some idea of a straight line. Well, what was he comparing this universe with when he called it cool and unjust? And that was the beginning point because he was so,
right.
He was so logical and so clear in his thinking that he had to come to terms with that.
Real quickly, I've heard different stories about he and Tolkien's relationship, and I'm just curious, from where you sit, what do you think was the most significant aspect of those two literary giants in their relationship?
Well, there's a lot. One is Lewis, his conversion to Christianity was based on his relationship with Tolkien, and it was an unusual conversion because he'd already become a theist in the sense that he believed in one supreme God, but he had no sense, he had no place for Jesus. He says, the God whom he knew nothing of the incarnation, the God to whom he surrendered was not human. He just couldn't understand how the life and death of someone else 2,000 years ago could be of any significance here and now.
Yeah.
And he said it wasn't until his friend Professor Tolkien showed him that, you know, they were both medievalists, and he said that that showed him that all this vague, in the pagan religions, there's this vague notion of a God who's killed, broken, come to life again. Balder, Osiris, Dionysus, Adonis, all the myths. He says, but then among these Jews, this thing really happened. The myth became fact. And the fact that he said that when he read the mythological stories, he was really moved by them. But when he read the gospel, he wasn't. Because he looked at the gospel different. He looked at it as precepts or something, you know, that some sort of political association, perhaps, but he didn't get into the real power of the story of who Jesus is. And so that caused him to read the gospel differently.
Sure.
And he came to terms with Jesus as a result of that. So that was number one. And number two, they both would not have written their greatest works without the influence and encouragement of each other.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to come back. My very special guest is Max McLean here on this edition of That Kevin Show. Stay here.
Pretty or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is slamming former President Trump for his social media post this morning. Trump took to Truth Social to claim he will be arrested Tuesday and called for his supporters to protest. A California Democrat, though, called Trump's post reckless and said he did it, quote, to keep himself in the news and to foment unrest among his supporters. At least 13 people are dead after a 6.5 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Ecuador. The quake occurred around 12:30 local time Saturday afternoon and was felt in 13 provinces across the country, collapsing several buildings. Search and rescue operations are underway, and the death toll could rise as crews dig through rubble. Almost 200 banks risk the same fate as Silicon Valley Bank. That's according to a recent study that found those financial institutions could collapse if half of their depositors make a bank run. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Here he is from New York. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right, just a few more minutes with Max McLean. The Untold Story of C.S. Lewis, his most recent film, is now available on demand at PureFlix, also available at Amazon, and has already made its presence known in theaters a little more than a year ago. And if you have not seen this film yet, friends, it is just splendid. It is beautifully shot. The cinematography is off the charts, but so is the acting. And the cast is wonderful. Max, you guys just really nailed every aspect of this film, and congratulations are due. Down to the soundtrack, like, there's just everything that I love about movies, I loved about this film. Real quickly, What do you think is the most misunderstood aspect of C.S. Lewis?
Well, I'm a hard person to ask that, answer that to. I don't know the answer to that question in terms of misunderstanding. I just know that that whenever I read him, he wakes up a certain dormant part of my brain.
Wow.
And because of that, I'm just really thankful.
Well, you've spent a good number of years interpreting his works and his life, and we are grateful for that on stage and on film. What's next for Max McLean? What are you working on?
Well, right now I'm, the movie was based on the play, The Most Reluctant Convert, which went up to his conversion to Christianity. But, a lot of people get converted, Kevin, and they don't become C.S. Lewis. So what was unique, what was unique about his conversion that made him such an extraordinary?
So might there be a sequel? Is this what you're hinting at?
Yeah, well, what it is that there's already a sequel to the play. I'm touring that now called Further Up, Further In. That okay. is getting huge audiences as well as extraordinary emotional responses, which I've been so blessed by. And then, of course, we are going to go back and make a couple of films down the road that, in fact, I think we'll be making them within the next year.
Wonderful. Is Further Up, Further In one of those?
Well, Further Up, Further In is really meant for the stage. And so it will certainly influence, but it won't be the next two films are going to be much more biographical in the sense that, he didn't write a memoir about his later life.
That's
so
true.
You're going to have to use, secondary sources, with relationships with Tolkien, his longstanding, relationship with this Janie Moore, how the BBC decided to, how they discovered him. Listening to Hitler's speech during World War II influences writing of the Screwtape Letters. These are some of the things that will be discussed in the film, and we're very, very excited about getting back on and doing the two films. Norman Stone has signed up to direct both of those films.
Great. That's phenomenal. It means you get the same kind of magic back together again.
Yes. Yes.
Max McLean, thanks for being with us. Friends, before we go to this next break, I want you to take a look. This is the trailer to C.S. Lewis, The Untold Convert,
Reluctant Convert.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the trailer to The Most Reluctant Convert, C.S. Lewis, Max McLean in the lead as Clive Staples himself. Take a look.
I never cared for my name, Clive Staples. The world came to know me as C.S. Lewis. Have you read my books? The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is the most famous, but there's one story that's not so well known. It's my story. And who better to tell it than me? Cheers!
Petra! Hey, Jack, no, stop! Don't disturb your father!
Boys!
Your mother loves you very much.
At 14, I ceased to be a Christian. She was the first woman to speak to my blood.
I love the smell of bunting.
And I was undone.
Have you nothing to say in your defense?
William Kirkpatrick, the great knock.
Mother, there's no God behind the universe, a God indifferent to good and evil, or worse, an evil God.
Do you believe that logic and reason bring forth indisputable truth?
I do.
And are your moral and aesthetic judgments valid and meaningful?
They are.
For the first time, I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose. What I found appalled me.
How could a mere man be called a great moral teacher and say the sort of things Jesus said?
Such as?
That night, as I read Fantastes, my imagination was baptized. The rest of me took a little longer.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
And straight away we go to the Dry Bar Comedy Stage. Here's Erica Rhodes.
What I found the most surprising about the whole movement was how surprised we were by men being gross. Like, that's one of the first things I learned as a child. My mom was like, eat your broccoli, men are gross. And then suddenly this year we all woke up and every morning it was like, did you hear? Did you hear another man was gross again? And I'm like, I thought we knew that. And then another day goes by and you're like, did you hear another one? Another one was gross. I'm like, I'm not shocked. I thought we knew this already. And men are like, yeah, we know. We know. I don't think that all men are bad or anything. I just think that maybe they're slow learners. Right? We just need to give them a little time to catch up. And if they're over like 80, just let them die a creep. You know? Give them those last couple years. You don't need to teach an 80-year-old man why it's demeaning to call a woman sweetheart, you know? He's only got a little time left. Guys, you're like, was that political? We don't know. We're confused. I've been traveling a lot, which is, it's good to get out of L.A., you know? It's nice. He's like, I got out and I stayed out. It's you know, it's a weird place, L.A. I anytime you can get out and just remember what real people are like, that's comforting. And I don't always get a lot of time in places, but I do meet a lot of Lyft drivers, you know, because I take a lot of Lyfts. And you can tell a lot about a place just by the Lyft drivers, you know. So I was in Minnesota recently, and they are so nice there. My Lyft driver was such a sweetheart. She was like, oh my gosh, you're a comic? Oh wow, that's so brave. I could never be a comic. Your mother must be so proud of you. And I was like, thank you. And then I get back to LA, and my driver's like, oh, you're a comic? Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm also an actress / producer / massage therapist / blogger / vlogger / marine biologist. I don't really need this job. I'm just doing it to study people. It's like, maybe you should study the art of silence. Then I was in New York. I love New York. Have you guys been to New York recently? Or yeah. It's great, because what I love about New York is that people just stare at each other. You know, like, there's like a lot of eye contact. You guys are doing great with eye contact right now. And I miss eye contact, because in LA everybody's on their phones or in their cars and nobody like looks at each other, you know. And in New York there's this beautiful moment on the subway when everybody loses cell phone reception, you know, and you just sort of pick a partner sitting across from you and you just stare at that person for like 15 stops until someone gets off the train. And it's just this magical moment. And I went to this little pizza place in the West Village. And the other thing I love about New York is everything's so small, you know. So, like, if you touch shoulders with somebody, nobody, like, pulls away. You're just like, oh, I guess we're cuddling now. You know, it's just like, you know, you just feel like you're part of something. So I went to this pizza place, and I sat down, and there were only about 4 chairs total. And there was only one empty seat, and it was right in front of me. And this guy just sat down in the empty seat in front of me, and we just ate our pizza in total silence, just staring into each other's eyes for like 15 minutes, just looking at each other, eating our pizza until we finished our pizza. Then we both got up, walked over to the trash can, threw away our paper plates, walked our separate directions without ever saying a word. And I was like, that was the best date I've been on. It's like nobody said anything stupid. It lasted the perfect length of time, and we never have to see each other again. And I was like, that's love, you know? That's the kind of love I want. I did go through a breakup a couple months ago, which I thought was good, because it meant it was a real relationship, finally. Right? Usually I'm like, it's over. And he's like, who's this? I don't know. I don't know this number. I wish wish we could bring breakups back from before the internet, right? It was easier. We could just be like, listen, I'm sorry it didn't work out. Have a nice life. Go away. Right? Simple. Now it's like, sorry it didn't work out. I will see you online forever. Or if it was a messy breakup, you could be like, I'm going to block your phone number. And they'd be gone, right? One thing. Now it's like, I'm going to block your phone number. Then I'm going to defriend you on Facebook, unfollow you on Twitter, take you off my Instagram, do whatever it is to get rid of the Snapchat, and get my mom to do the same thing. There are so many clues he wasn't the right person for me. I feel like there's usually clues, right, that we ignore for 4 to 5 years. One clue is we had very little in common, except we both really loved him. Sounds crazy. He actually said these words to me once. He was like, I love you more than you love me because I love myself so much. You need to love yourself more so that you can love me more. And I was like, actually, I think we both need to love you less. Because the more I love you, the more I hate myself for loving a guy who loves himself so much.
That's Erica Rhodes, and she's going to be in New York Thursday through Sunday in the Midnight Theater starting March 30th. Maybe you can check her out. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's that Kevin Show.
A brand new album is just out as of yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, back to the music stage. Once again, Lauren Daigle. Not her latest single, and her full album is not out yet. I misspoke when I introduced Lauren here in the final segment. It's just her new single, Thank God I Do, is the name of that, and we featured that in hour one. If you missed any of the Music Spotlight, go to Apple Music or Spotify and just search hashtag New Music Spotlight. You can get the entire year's list for free. Just sign up for the playlist, and it's automatically delivered to your playlist every time we add the new artist. Thank you to everybody who made tonight so special. We'll see you again next week on That Kevin Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.